What's up, guys? Today is November 25th, 2020, and I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you guys in advance since Thanksgiving is tomorrow. So you guys have not heard my voice in a few months. It's what, the last episode was April 13th, 2020 with Joey. Yeah, so my friend Tori, aka I Am Famous T, we've been talking about it for a while, doing a podcast episode together. Like, we're always making jokes like, oh yeah, we're going to collab, Pat Speaks, Famous T. But yeah, today it actually happened. So I hope you guys enjoy. All right, so today I'm here with Tori, aka I Am Famous T, and I'm gonna be talking to him about his YouTube career, you know, his career on YouTube. Let me ask you. I was listening onto your live on Instagram the other day, and you were interviewing one of your friends. And I left because, like, I'm like, wow, I don't want to spoil myself with how you started with videos. So, yeah, what's your story? Why did you start making videos, and where'd you start at?
Okay, I started making videos when I was in middle school. And at first, I was just playing with it or whatever. And I'm like, doing stupid stuff like that and this. And then I think after a while, I was like, I enjoy doing this. I want to actually go big off of this. And I made an Instagram and started shooting a few videos. And my friends there were like, it's funny and stuff like that. And I kept it going ever since.
That's cool. It's cool. So, like, what was your main inspiration?
Well, back then, I was always trying to make people laugh and stuff like that. And always trying to be funny and this and that, and it would kind of mess up my schoolwork and stuff like that because I was more focused on making people laugh than like actually doing my schoolwork. So, and my friend was like, get an Instagram, stuff like that, and I decided instead of, you know, doing all that in person or in class, I'll make videos, stuff like that. So kind of, I don't know, inspiration really to get my grades right.
That's true, guys. There's one time where he dressed up as Goku. He came into school literally as Goku. He went Super Saiyan in the middle of lunch. That was funny. And I remember too. I remember the time where you dressed up as Michael Jackson, and in class he'd be like, hee hee.
Yeah.
Those were good times. You should do that one time. You should just come into like the commissary or something like that and do that. Bro, I will give you $20, okay?
might have to tick you on that offer.
Dang, yeah, you might. So anyways, like so where do you see yourself in the future? Do you plan on continuing your YouTube channel, or like do you want to go into other things? Do you want to make, I don't know, like other, maybe make another business, like maybe like some merch? Like what do you plan on doing with it?
Okay, yes, I do want to continue making videos. I just made my little short, the first short film I ever made called The Never Ending Nightmare Part 2. So you guys check it out, you know, and stuff like that. But yeah, I plan on keeping this up for like a long time, at least until I make it big. Or I feel like even after I make it big, I'm still going to continue to shoot videos and stuff like that.
That's good. Do you ever think about expanding to other platforms? I mean, like, what other platforms can you expand on? Like, I mean, you're on TikTok, you're on Instagram. By the way, follow him at Tori2900. And you're on, obviously, I mean, YouTube. But would you ever do with a collab with another YouTuber? I guess I don't really count because you're already doing it with me. But I mean, like another one.
Yeah, of course. Like whoever wants to do it, then let's do it.
That's good. So, you ever like decide, like, are you gonna get new equipment for your videos, or you're gonna stick to your old, you know, your iPhone?
I do plan on getting more equipment for my videos. I just don't know. I don't know when. And right now, I'm gonna just stick to the iPhone because I seen something about a few months ago how I don't know the name of the movie, but these people shot a movie on nothing but an iPhone and got a Grammy for it. So I'm like, oh, okay, why do I need to get a $1,000 camera? And people are making getting awards from shooting videos on iPhones.
That's true. That I have actually seen that too. I'm like, wow, it doesn't even look like it. It's just surprising how far we've come that you can literally shoot movies on an iPhone. All right, yeah. So my next question for you is, so I feel like, and I've been watching your videos, I've been looking at the comments, so it seems like everyone loves your character Tommy. So what is the backstory of that character? Like, what's your inspiration for making him? Like, if you get what I mean.
Okay. Well, it kind of started back in middle school as well. I don't know how exactly I came up with it. I think I was just throwing like a bunch of funny stuff out there. And then I start doing it and called him Tommy and everybody loved it. And then like three or four of my friends started doing it as well. And they were like coming up with names and stuff like that. And they loved Tommy. And then that's what kind of started it. Then I started putting Tommy in videos. Everybody started loving Tommy. Then it just grew and grew bigger and bigger. And my friend, I haven't seen him in like 7 or 8 years. I think I seen him like maybe 2 months ago, and he remembered Tommy. He's like, oh, I do Tommy, do the face and stuff like that. He's like, oh, that's a classic, that's a legend, Tommy's a legend. It's like, yep, right. So yeah,
dang, yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know, I like how he's like, it seems like he's almost like a main character in some of your videos. I mean, like, look, there's you, there's Tommy, there's like all your other side characters. Actually, do you plan on getting like actual like people to, I mean, I know you have one person, your one friend, but like, are you ever going to have like actual people in your videos eventually? Or are you going to just keep it all you?
See, that's the thing. I kind of wish I could have more people in it, but I'm kind of like good at doing it by myself because, they're not on the acting level that really I'm on. I mean, well, it kind of doesn't matter, but it kind of does at the same time. It depends on how you present it and stuff like that. But I would love to do it with other people and stuff like that. But every time I try to shoot like videos with people, I always have to wait because I have to rely on them to do it. And then they're texting them or calling them like, hey, when are you going to do this? Do that. Oh, I'm going to do it. I just, you know, this and that. I'm like, okay. Give them a few days, they don't do it, and I just have to knock out those parts myself.
True. Yeah, I guess one good thing about doing it by yourself is, I mean, you don't have to worry about that problem where, oh, what if he doesn't show up? Oh, what if he's not here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's definitely one thing. I mean, like, it also, I don't know, I feel like over here where we're at, like, there's not many people interested in like acting and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You're pretty much limited to your friends.
Yeah, you're right. And another thing is, I kind of wish, I don't know if you know them, RDC World One, this like group, they do anime stuff, funny anime videos and stuff like that. I wish I had a group that I could like do that with, like somebody, you know, or people I could do editing with, or, you know, just shoot videos with, you know, who are like in the same, like, hey, we got to get on these videos, stuff like that, instead of me just by myself.
Yeah, telling everybody. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've watched, I don't know exactly who you were talking about, but I know like those type of groups, like people that do anime, stuff like that, and do like funny skits. Yeah, I kind of wish I had one of those too, because I feel like you and me, we're kind of limited to our own stuff, because I mean, people show interest, but they don't really want to do it, you know. At the end of the day, they're like, oh, then once they realize how much work it actually is, they lose interest, they get lazy, you know what I mean? I don't want to diss my friends, but it's just kind of true, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of just left off like, hey, it seems like they don't really want to do it, you know, it seemed fun at the moment. They had different things, which is fine, honestly. Like, I'm cool with that, but, like, hey, if you really want it, then you're going to go for it. Obviously, maybe they don't really want it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, like, I don't know, the problem with nowadays is that we have so much stuff going on, or at least I do. I mean, I know you're, you know, working at the post office and stuff like that, and you started college, but there's also that too. Like, we don't have like the most free time. So like, oh, go continue.
I mean, I have time to shoot videos. It just depends on kind of depends on my mood too, 'cause like I could be, you know, feeling lazy and not want to do it, but no, I have to do it, so I would get on that grind, shoot like two or three videos or whatever, put it out throughout the week. Yeah, so I
Yeah, I
mean, it just
get.
all depends.
Yeah, it really just depends too. And you know, sometimes you just don't want to do it, you know what I mean? Like sometimes I'll be like working and then I'll have like school that same day and I come home, I'm like, do I really want to do something? And then I just don't do it because I'm just too tired. Like I want to do it, but the motivation has just been so down, you know, with like COVID and stuff like that going on. I know that's not an excuse. That's a bad thing. But like, I mean, like,
I
I'm
hear you.
kind of in the same boat. Like, I know I've noticed that you haven't uploaded. There was a point in time where you didn't upload for like 3 whole months after you graduated high school.
Well, that's because I started working more and I wanted to start stacking up on my money, and I was only focused on my money and like really nothing else.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I was the same way. I mean, we worked at the same job, so anyways, yeah, that's one thing. I don't know, but that's good. You're back in the game, you know what I mean? You're gonna start a weekly schedule now, or are you just gonna upload whenever? I mean, in my opinion, you should start a weekly schedule so you know people can keep updated, you know?
Like put out videos weekly on a certain day and stuff like that.
Yeah, like that.
I've been thinking about doing that. And I honestly could. I don't know. And I was thinking about making a show, like about Tommy, like the Tommy Show. You know,
The
everybody
Tommy
loves
Show?
Tommy. Yeah, like 10 episodes, you
That's cool.
know, drop one every week or whatever. And I just gotta write down some ideas for it and stuff like that, and plan out exactly what Tommy's gonna do.
Dan, you're gonna have your own, you're gonna have your own brand, you know what I mean? Your own like I Am Famous Tea brand. Once you get the merch out, you know what I mean? I mean, you have what, 1,000 subscribers? Let me check real quick. You have around, okay, it just says 1K. It doesn't say how much on YouTube because I'm on your YouTube channel right now. How many subscribers do you have right now, actually? Like exact. I know you have over 1K, but like,
Think 1,000 and like 7, 8.
800? There you go. I mean, so yeah, you can pretty much make some money from it. Like, are you making money from it, or do you not have that like that much viewership?
No, not yet, not yet.
Okay, well, if you continue, you probably could, because that last video you put out with that the short movie, I think that was really well put together, especially on an iPhone. Like, did you edit that completely on your iPhone?
Yes, it took hours for me to do that. Like I took it took me days to shoot the whole video, and then it took me hours to edit it because my phone was acting up, and then they were like, it's too long a video, and I didn't know what to do, but I kept going, and it came out perfect, so.
Yeah, I thought that was really well done. I think that was probably one of your best videos you ever like put together, to be honest, in my
Thank you,
opinion.
thank you.
Like the editing was good, the acting I think was superb. The story, like I was intrigued. Obviously there was things you could have fixed. I already told you that, like the time lapse, you just kind of like replayed it over. But other than that, I mean, especially like I said, on an iPhone, like I'm shocked you haven't invested some time to at least get, I don't know, like Adobe Premiere for free. You know, for yeah, anyway.
Well,
You
like
know,
honestly,
on trial, quote unquote. What?
yeah, honestly, I think I want to do more like short movies, but I don't want to put out too much to where it's like overwhelming and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, that's
So
fair. If you really want to, I suggest you can maybe put it out like, I don't know, like every like 2 months. you know, to give something special. Or every time you hit a milestone, like, I don't know, the next time you hit 2K, go ahead and upload a short movie. The next time you hit, like, I don't know, like 3K, another short movie. If you hit 5K, maybe put out an actual, I don't know, movie. Or save that for, like, when you hit a big milestone, like, I don't know, 10K or 100K or whatever. But if you keep up that type of quality in, like, your short videos too, like, your actual short videos are, like, max 10 minutes. I think you'll make it somewhere. Like, you're pretty much on track. You've already made like 1K subscribers. I mean, that's more than that's more than me.
Yeah. I mean, I plan on taking this far, like, as far as I can go with it, honestly.
You should. Honestly, like, you have the potential.
Sir, thank you.
But what I'd suggest also is, like, I mean, yeah, you could continue using your iPhone, but have you ever, like, thought of investing in, like, a green screen, like a proper green screen?
Yes. Actually, my stepmom has one. She has a whole setup with, like, lights and all that stuff and a green screen, but I don't have any room for it in my room to really set it up at. So I have thought about it multiple times and getting one, or I could just use hers, but I feel like it'll be better if I had my own. So if I mess it up, you know, it's
true,
my fault on me and stuff like that.
Well, they're not that expensive on Amazon. Like, have you searched on Amazon for how much they are? I think they're like $20 actually. It depends on the size, obviously, but they're really cheap. I was surprised. Yeah,
that is cheap.
But then again, it's just like a sheet of cloth, so yeah. How much can it really be? Okay, I'm pretty sure there's some guy that's like listening to this right now, like, oh, you have a lot to learn. But for a basic like set, like I don't know, like a regular one that you and I would use, I think it'd be like $20. Last time I checked. But
I might. Might get it for Christmas or something.
Yeah, that's true.
If Santa wants to give it to me.
Santa. Yeah, bro. Yeah, if Santa wants to give it to you, man.
Yeah, I heard he has COVID. I don't think he's going to make it this Christmas.
Oh, he has COVID. Is he going to die or something, man? He can't die. Bro, what if he's like, ho, ho,
breaks in the house and coughs on some cookies and stuff. Like, it's like, oh. Little girl comes up, Santa, what are you doing? He's like, oh. Coughs all on her face. Oh, sorry, little girl.
Bro, imagine how many gallons of milk Santa has to drink. Like, have you ever thought about that? How many kilos of cookies does that man have to eat? Oh,
That's why he's pretty fat.
I know, but I feel like he'd be like dead or something. Like, that's a lot of cookies. He has to go to every country, you know.
You know, if I was Santa, I would just like just sip a little bit of the milk and then like bite a cookie. If it's nasty, I'll just like spit it on the floor.
I wonder what happened to the cookies and stuff. Wow, he really just spit it out. That's the disrespect, you know? The disrespect.
I'll put like coal or in stockings if the cookies are trash.
The cookies are trash. You just won't deliver the presents? No?
No. I'm like, no, forget these presents. Y'all ain't getting no presents. Forget these kids.
That's my PS5, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you gonna try to get the PS5?
Yes, I'm working on it, but really no luck right now.
Oh, good luck with trying to get a PS5. Just let you know. Have you seen how much they're going for in like eBay and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm not buying it on eBay. I'm buying it at the regular price, $500.
Oh, so you're getting the disc one?
Yeah, the disc one.
I'm shocked you didn't hear about this, but there was a raffle at the PX where you could win one.
Yeah, and I didn't hear about that at all. And then when I seen somebody, I was going, I'm still doing it, but I'm going every day to check and see if they have the PS5. Then I seen somebody walk with a PS5 in his hand, and I ran up to him so fast, and he like jumped back, and he's like, "Yo!" I was like, "Hey, where do you get that? Where do you get that PS5 from?" And he was like, "Oh, they had a raffle in there and stuff like that where you could win it." And I was like, "Ah." And I let him walk away.
You let him walk away. Yeah, I was shocked, but you know, it's funny. I actually was able to win a Series X from that raffle. You know, I just wrote my name in, you know what I mean? Because I was like, you know, I have nothing to lose. You know, new Xbox. I like Xbox.
Okay. You should have told me that there was one, and I could have won something. I could have won an Xbox or a PS5.
I thought you would have known.
I did not know. Oh. You should have informed me. Even if I did know, you should have informed me.
Okay, my bad. Dang.
It's okay. It's all good. Just gotta keep looking now.
Yeah. Do you have Twitter?
Yes, but I don't use it. I think I deleted it. Yes and no.
Okay, but there's some accounts that actually go ahead and alert you when there's like PS5 updates. And apparently, there's some at you know, Kohl's. You know, the place that nobody shops at.
No, because that's a place that nobody shops at.
Okay, well, at Kohl's, since nobody really shops at Kohl's literally just had like, you know, a huge stock of PS5s, and it was literally like, as all of the other major retailers were selling at, like Best Buy, you know, you got your Walmart selling out too, your GameStop, Kohl's was just, you know, just sitting there with PS5s. I mean, there were bundles. Like, you can buy the PS5, the disc version, and it came with like Spider-Man, Miles Morales.
Well, is there a Kohl's around here?
No, it was online. It's a U.S.
But they'll ship it here, right?
Yeah, they'll ship it here. Yeah.
Okay. I gotta go check that out.
I think they're out of stock now, but they were in stock. They were supposed to. I think there's a drop tonight on Best Buy. I don't know what time, but
they're dropping tonight on Walmart too at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock. Are you gonna stay up for that?
Duh.
Good luck. I tried to snag one off of Walmart. I think it was the 22nd. And while I was on the website, I was able to add a PS5 to my cart. And as I was checking out, like, this kind of upset me, but at the same time, I don't care. But the website was taking so long to load. Like, it was crashing because everyone and their mom was trying to get that PS5. And then it finally gave me, put me to the self-checkout screen. And I clicked checkout. It literally said only 3 left. And then I kept on spamming the button and it said an error has occurred. And I'm like, no, not the PS5. And then eventually when I was able to click it, it said out of stock. I'm like, dang it. I was like,
yeah. When I went to the PX, I talked to like probably every employee in there about the PS5, and they were like, it's gonna come in March or April or sometime next summer. And it just hurt my feelings every time I heard that.
Yeah, you know James?
Yes.
Yeah, so he actually won the raffle, but he doesn't have a PS5. They told him that they don't have it anymore.
I thought, okay.
I don't know how that works, but apparently...
That's disappointing.
At the PX, they had, I think they had like something around like 14 PS5 digital editions. And then they had 34 PS5s, like the regular one with the disc tray. And then they had like something like
34?
Yeah, they had 34 PS5s.
And they couldn't give me one or two.
Why would you need two for? What are you going to use two for?
One for, I don't know, buy it as a family gift. You know, for my little sister, she likes playing PlayStation, and my dad plays it too. You know, one for myself.
That's good. Looking out for the family, I see.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, they had like 34 of those, and they had like 12 Xbox Series X's, and then they had like 6 Xbox Series S's. Now, if you really wanted to, you can go, if you got one, you can just go ahead and sell it online, you know what I mean? Oh, you can also check downtown as well.
I don't know. I've been thinking about it, but it's gonna be more money, so I'm like,
If you have a VAT form, you can actually get it cheaper than if you were to buy it in US dollars.
All right, I'll look into it.
Yeah, but I don't know the next time I'm gonna do drops, but you know, that gives you more freedom and choice. You know, that makes it more likely that you'll get one. But just
Yeah.
keep your eye out. Look for those like stock alerts, you know what I mean? Because you never know. One might just pop out of nowhere and then you just click that buy button like it's, you know, just out of
That would
nowhere
be
you might get one.
lovely.
Yeah.
That would be lovely.
Pretty much. Yeah. So there's that. I don't know. I kind of want to wait for the PS5, to be honest. There's nothing that interests me. I just kind of wanted it because I'm like, oh yeah, I want all three platforms. You know, I have PC, I have Xbox, and I have PlayStation. I kind of want all three of them. And I was thinking about like, selling my PS4.
Thought you almost said PS5.
No, right? If I sold my PS5, I don't know, man. I mean, Jay kind of beat you to it. Jay is like, "Hey, yo, if you don't want it, I'll take it." And I'm like, "Okay," because Jay and I talk about it every single day.
Okay, well, if you buy the PS5 and you don't want it, give it to me. Give it to me.
Bro, if I like, you know what we should do? Like, we should go ahead and search together, and then like, if there's ever a time where like it drops, we buy it, you put two in our cart, and then we buy it, you know, and then you just pay me back. Jay and I were thinking about doing that.
Yes, do that. Yes.
Because it is super hard to get one. I don't know the next time I'm gonna do drops. I just heard the 22nd and the 25th, and that's like it. But I don't know. I heard they might go ahead and ship some in between. I don't know. Someone told me they're shipping them every single week, but the supply is just gonna be flying off the shelves, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dang, how did we go from your YouTube channel to the PS5?
I don't know.
I don't know, it's weird. But yeah, so where do you see yourself living in the future, you know, when doing videos? Or where do you want to go to?
Well, I'm most likely going to be in Atlanta. My mom stays like literally not even 5 minutes away from a Tyler Perry studio, and I have like a bigger audience in Atlanta and stuff like that than I have here in Germany. And I have more support in Georgia than I have here. So it's basically gonna be Georgia. Maybe have my own place and stuff like that. Maybe have my own like setup room where I have all my equipment and stuff like that, props, stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, Georgia's pretty affordable nowadays, but a lot of people are going there.
Yeah, well, that's like my hometown, so of course I'm end up going there, so.
Fair, fair. That's nice. I mean, you could probably live there forever if you wanted to, because it's so cheap.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what part of are you gonna stay in like actual Atlanta, or are you gonna like be around like Atlanta, like the area?
Probably actually be in Atlanta. Yeah, actually be in there.
All right, that's nice. Yeah, and I also heard a lot of Hollywood studios are actually moving to Atlanta.
Yeah, I heard like 2 days ago this man was talking to me. He said they already have like movies planned for the next 20 years. I'm like, well, I'm about gonna insert myself in some of those movies.
Yeah, you should. I mean, you should go to acting school too, if you want. But that might
Yeah, of
not be a bad
course.
idea. Or you can get some small time, you know, jobs as an actor. I know people are hiring all the time. You know, going like Craigslist or something. You could probably find some stuff there.
Yeah, could do that. Yeah, that sounds nice.
But yeah, that's just some
Yeah.
ideas. But it's funny because a lot of these movies that are being recorded nowadays are actually being recorded in the South. They're all starting to kind of lead like California. Yeah, so you're pretty much in like the right area for stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's good. So is there anything else you want to say? Or
To you or like to the people listening?
just anything, like, do you want to like announce something?
So, Neverending Nightmare Part 2. If you haven't seen it, check it out. I may put out a trailer for it within the like for the next part 3 within the next month or two, and I'll drop the actual video or another short movie for it around like March or April. It all depends on like where I'm at in the situation and stuff like that, but that's mostly when I'm gonna put it out. If you haven't already, subscribe to my YouTube channel. I am Famous
I'm
T.
Famous T, all in caps.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you gonna make another
And
Christmas in the
yes,
Hood?
I was gonna make another Thanksgiving in the Hood, but okay, the truth is I kind of got lazy, but no, but
Nah, it's okay. I can't be talking, okay?
But the other thing is I didn't really know what to do because I don't want to do the same thing. We're all sitting at a table, cracking jokes, dissing each other about, and then eating freaking Cheetos
That
eating
was so funny.
eating Cheetos on a fork or whatever, and like, because I didn't want to do the same thing over. Because like the last two Thanksgivings I did, we're all just sitting down, joking and stuff like that. And the third one, I was thinking about doing the same thing, but I don't want people to watch. But oh, it's like the same thing like the last two and stuff like that. Like it's nothing different.
True. So what are you gonna do for Christmas? Oh, actually, I shouldn't ask that. I should keep it a surprise. I'm about to ask what I'm gonna do for Christmas in the Hood, but like, that's a surprise.
Yes, sir. Surprise,
But
surprise.
are you doing it though?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So we just got Christmas in the Hood confirmed for another year.
Yes, sir. Yes,
That's
sir.
good. That's good.
I may drop like in between Thanksgiving and December, I may drop like a video or two in between that time.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, man. Like I said, keep dropping videos. If you keep a consistent schedule, you'll get more viewership, which will help your channel grow in the long run. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's hard, and I can't be talking about this because I'm kind of in the same boat, but don't be lazy, because if, like I said, the more you start working towards it, you'll get there.
You're right. You're right about that. You're
Yeah.
right.
Anyways, it was a pleasure having you on as another guest, you know what I mean? Now I've had two YouTubers on.
Who?
Oh, another one is one of my other friends from the States. It was like last year. He's
Okay,
making
all
like Boy
right.
Scout videos. It's like a friend from way back.
Selling cookies?
Yeah, man, he's doing that. I don't know, that's the Girl Scout stuff, man.
Oh, okay.
It's like what?
All right, it was nice joining your podcast. I honestly enjoyed it. I would like to do it again
Thanks. Yeah,
when
you can always come back on for another episode.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, I got some more planned in the future too. I'm not going to announce anything yet. I'm going to keep it a surprise, but I have some ideas in my head.
Okay. I like how Pat speaks and I am Famous T did this little collab. Maybe one day they could do a collab in like a video,
Yeah, we should.
He really should. Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's been a while since Pat has speaked, you know what I mean? It's when was the last time I uploaded an episode? Like April 13th. And I don't know
Wow.
if the viewers can hear the difference, but I got a new microphone. I mean, you already know this, but it was a really expensive
Yes.
microphone. I got the Shure SM7B, that really popular podcasting microphone. that like all the major podcasters and like radio stations use. And you know, this has kind of been sitting there for 2 months. I have not been using it at all until today. This is the first time I've actually used it for a podcast episode. And I've had this mic for like almost 2 months. I ordered it back in like September 20th.
It's an honor to do this podcast with you and let you use your mic for the first time.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I used it for the episode with you, by the way.
Awesome.
All right, well, I think I'm going to end this podcast episode here. Thank you for listening. If you're still listening, please go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. Go ahead and follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of that. And stay tuned for the next episode.